Andre, I want to talk more about ADHD in the workplace because, you know, our podcast, Beats Working, is dedicated to redeeming work, making, you know, the workplace better for everyone, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk first about what's your best advice to employers who may have ADHD employees. And I guess before we get to that, should you tell your boss if you've been diagnosed with ADHD? Is that something you recommend, or does it just depend on the relationship that you have with your boss?
That is very, very tough for me to answer because I've only had one real job, and I've been on my own since 2007. So it's very tough for me to recommend that because it's, I think the majority of the problem is it's misunderstood. Yeah. Everyone goes on TikTok and they become the experts on it. And there's still a lot of misunderstanding that can come into, a lot of people still think you're just lazy, don't want to try. So it's very tough. Depends on if you're in a corporate world or a small company. Like for me, I got a kid here who, you know, we interviewed him. I had my assumptions, but a month in, he felt comfortable to say, come up to me and say, hey, I have anxiety. I'm taking medication. Because he was nodding on and off in the meeting. And it wasn't normal. Like, it didn't make sense that it was, I didn't think that was the kid. So I pulled him aside and said, hey, this was happening and kind of looks bad. And he came to me a few days later and said, you know what? I have anxiety. I change meds. And that was one of the side effects were still coming up. But I've got an environment that's comfortable and safe to come talk about that. So if you're in an environment that's not safe, maybe, maybe not. And sometimes, depending what part of the world you are, even maybe talking to a lawyer might be beneficial, because if they start discriminating against you on it, then you might have a case. But it's just misunderstood, because the thing is, Mark, if I'm depressed, I can explain to you what depression feels like. You get that. The other person can understand anxiety. They can understand depression. But no one can understand what the ADHD brain is going and doing. Like, how can I explain to make you understand and feel that? Like that idea, or I forgot everything because of my short-term working memory, yeah, or just being inattentive. Like, if something distracts me from our conversation and it holds me a little too long, what were we talking about the last 20 minutes? No one can feel it. That's why when people are saying, oh, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me, yeah, they get it. Yeah. And we can't explain that for other people to be completely aware or having, I think a lot of people want to feel your pain. But we can't explain it enough with the ADHD, because my oldest daughter, quite a few years ago, was explaining to my wife, who's neurotypical, like, she was getting in trouble at school, and she was trying to explain to my wife. My wife was, I don't understand what you're talking about. That's not a problem. So I just thought I'd pull my daughter over. When the shop started explaining stuff, and what she was trying to explain was the impulsivity. So I said, okay, stop explaining. So I bet you a bunch of listeners, you might, if you go, holy crap, you know, it might be a sign. But it was like, okay, so in your head you went, hey, it'd be funny to put my finger up that person's nose. And then, crap, my finger is in her nose. And my daughter goes, exactly. I said, yep, that's the impulsivity. There's no in between. Yeah. The impulsivity is just go. There's no filter to say, hey, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe you should hold back. It's just boom. Ah, man, that's not right.
Yeah.
So,
man, as you're talking, you know, I'm just having flashbacks. You know, when I was in school, I just can't even count the number of times that a teacher would say, Mr. Wright, Mr. Wright, Mr. Wright. And I was on Mars. I'm looking out the window.
Yeah.
And I am like a million miles away. And then I would come back. Oh, huh? Are you with us? And I was like, sorry. And what's so sad about all this stuff, Andre, is that when these behaviors exhibit, when you know, people notice these behaviors, there's almost always a judgment. If I'm talking to you and you don't pay attention to me, I translate that to mean you're disrespecting me. And you don't care about what I'm saying.
When that's how we were raised, right?
Right, right. So all of these behaviors usually have some sort of judgment. If our wife's talking to us, husband, spouse, whatever, and then you know, half a minute in, what was it? What were you saying? They're like, this is important. Why aren't you listening to me? And I'm like, it really puts us back on our heels. And I think it must have been a really freeing thing for you to finally understand that this is a medical diagnosis, and it's how your brain
yeah,
works.
And it's neurological. It's yeah. not like it's broken. It's just yeah. the way it's wiring.
Yeah.
It's just the wiring.
I feel like we just need to just get that message out, and thank God you're doing your podcast. But get that message out that before we jump to judgment, maybe take a step back.
Don't get me started on that.
What? You know, just take a step back like you did with your worker, your employee.
Yeah.
Instead of just judging him, hey, man, you said, hey, I noticed this. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it led you down a really positive path.
That's because I respect other people's uniqueness. Everyone's got a unique way of doing things, their own strengths to do things. It's great that my team here, they love to do the stuff I hate to do. Hmm. And I respect that, and I let them do it their way. Why can't we do it our own way? Why do I have to be forced upon to do something in a way that's going to make me frustrated or take me 10 times more? Because like, the answer's right there. I know it. Let's get to it. And just to go back, your example there, like you're in dreamland, right? That is a classic inattentive ADHD. So ADHD, we got three kinds. We got your physically hyperactive, your inattentive, which is more in your head, dream, and then combined as a mix of the two. Hmm. So what you have there, that's a classic example, which I think a lot of people will be like, oh my God, that is me. And because you're gone. It's not that you're not doing anything. You're in your own world. You're thinking, you're figuring something
out. And it's usually a pretty cool place.
Right. Because where you are right now is boring as hell. Right? So why are you being the smart ass kid, or why are you being the bad kid for not paying attention when me as the teacher is making a boring environment for them? Right? Or the employer or a presenter. Right. So to go back to the work about what the employer can do with the ADHD, for me, I've been a big advocate. I've been fighting this since I was a kid. Let people be who they are. And what I like to do is to find out how people tick. What makes you tick? What makes you happy? What ticks you off? And why does it tick you off? So I use different assessments here so I understand what their abilities are, how they solve problems, why they solve problems, and what they prefer to spend their time on. And we try to work with that. And like for me, I don't like following a set path, or like bureaucracies drive me nuts. You give me a list of 20 or a procedure of 20 steps, I'm probably going to do it in 6 or 8 because probably a bunch of them are a waste of time. But if I go do that with my team, I keep changing the way we're going to do things. And they don't like that. Once we've set a path, leave me alone. Yeah. And I've learned that. So I stay out. Once they got an idea where they're going to go, I'm out. Until they hit a road or they hit a wall that they can't figure out to go around. Yeah. Now I jump in. They got a new path. They're happy. I leave. And everyone understands each other's role.
Wow.
And that's where, if you can understand how your ADHD employee works, where they're going to be able to keep their attention and their interest, feed that. What are their abilities? Filling out mundane paperwork is not a preferred brain thing. It's going to take a long time. So to focus, the focus takes more energy. And, you know, these types of things, if they're not doing well on certain tasks, but maybe they can say, hey, maybe someone else can do it for them, and they could take on something from someone else. And, you know, let's compromise or find tasks and rules or roles that fits the person. And I'm not just talking about ADHD people, just anyone in general.
Yeah.
What, you know, figure these people out, their uniqueness, and you need a team of unique people to get the overall project done when everyone can have a good time.